Everybody, welcome back to Partly Cloudy, or the show where we take a Xamarin Forms app from zero, add a ton of Xamarin goodness to it, mix in some great Azureness to it, then tweak that UI to make it look perfect, and then, as in today's episode, we're going to put in a CI/CD pipeline so our users can start testing it. So my name is Matt Sokup, and let's get to it. All right. So way we are going to do our DevOps is that we're going to use Azure DevOps. And then we're going to also bring into play App Center. It's the same thing that we're using for our data and our authentication as well. So let's go over to DevOps. And what we're going to have in DevOps is a what's called a build pipeline. So what I did already was I created a Partly Newsy episode 10 project. And so what I can do here is that DevOps is a really big application. We have boards, you can have repos, you can have test plans, you can have artifacts. These are a lot of things for like the full project lifecycle. I'm not going to need all of that. So what I'm going to do just to make my project a little bit cleaner is I'm going to turn off like the boards and their repos, and also I'm going to turn off the artifacts. So this way, when I go back over here, I just have pipelines over on the left-hand side. All right, so what I want to do then is create a pipeline. And so what pipelines are they are really just step-by-step instructions on how to build and run your code and where to put it, where to deploy it to, essentially. So within Azure DevOps, you can build create a pipeline two different ways. You can do it through YAML, or you can use a classic editor. I prefer at least demoing to use the classic editor because it just shows around a little bit easier. So my source is in GitHub, and I need to authorize a GitHub, and I'm just going to do that through OAuth, and that comes through really quickly. And so first thing I'm going to need to do is pick my repo. And so my repo here is going to be Partly Newsy S1E10 for the episode 10. And then which branch I want to use for default for my manual builds. And we'll just do master there. So then the next step in setting up a pipeline is just picking which template I want. You can see there's a ton of different templates I can pick off of, like doing PowerShell for functions and so on. Go, Gradle, Jenkins, that's a bunch of stuff that I don't even know about. Right? Anyways, well, I'll just do empty job. This way we can start it up from scratch and see what everything's about. All right, so the first thing is the pipeline itself. And so here what I can do is I can change the name for it to be Partly Newsy CI/CD. And then I can specify an agent. And what an agent is essentially is what kind of computer do I want the build process to run on? So here I'm going to be picking macOS 10.15 because eventually I will have a iOS component of this as well. But today we're going to be showing the Android version of it. And then so the next portion of it is the job. And so the job is, you can think of it as like a group of related tasks that are run as a unit. And so a job would be the droid job. I'm building a droid Android app and going to deploy it through here. All right, so the droid job, first thing up is to create some demands. And so demands are things that I want to make sure exists, otherwise don't bother running it. And so you can see here, I want to make sure Xamarin Android, the JDK, and the MS build are all around, otherwise don't even bother. Cool. So I got my computer in the pipeline. I have a droid job defined. So the first thing then I want to do then is start making tasks so I can build my app. One of the very first things that we always have to do whenever building really any .NET app is to make sure that we download all of our NuGets, get all our dependencies up in line. So the first thing is I want to use a NuGet. I want to specify exactly which version I want. So I want to specify, I want version 4.4.1. Cool. So I got a task to say that. Well, the next task is, well, I'm using NuGet. I must want to restore it. So I'm going to use MS Build here to restore my NuGet packages. And so a cool thing then, I'm going to change the name to say, let me know exactly what I'm doing, restore NuGets, is I'm going to pick exactly what I'm restoring my NuGets for. And I'm going through and I'm going to say I want it exactly for my Android CS proj. All right. And then down here in MS Build arguments is just dash T restore. Cool. And then finally, I have my NuGet. I downloaded or restored my packages. What I can do now is actually go through and build my Android project. So I'm going to add this in there. And what project do I want to build? Well, of course, I want to go out and pick it again. Partly Newsy Android CS Proj. And well, here I get to like output directory and configuration. What do I want to do with those? And well, I want to run a release configuration. So I could type in release here if I wanted to, but there's another way that I want to show you you can do it. And it's in this variables tab up top. So I can hit variables, then I do build configuration. And I'm going to type in release. So now I can use this build configuration variable multiple places. So in this task, the way I reference it then is $parentheses build configuration. Then same for output directory. DevOps has several built-in variables, and one happens to be build.binaries directory. Build configuration. So I'm essentially putting this into like a bin/release here. Cool. This is it. This is all I need to run my, essentially a smoke test. So let's save and queue it. I'm going to save first, and then we'll run it. So when it starts to run, we'll jump over to this page and we'll see that, all right, my Droid job is queued. And as it checks out everything, you'll see each task appear underneath Droid job and a check mark of whether it's successful or not. So let's watch it run. All right, cool. We can see now that everything has run through step by step because we have green check marks by them, right? So if I check out the use NuGet, all right, it told me that I use my NuGet. If I check out the restore NuGet packages, I can scroll down and I can see which NuGet packages it restored, where it got them from, and that everything was cool. Same thing over with the build Android here. I can actually go through and actually view all the output of the build logs with it. And if I actually had any errors or warnings, I can see those as well as I go down, which is super duper cool. All right, so now then, we're gonna be going on to do something with this because building it is great, right? But I want to actually do something more with it. I'm using my NuGets, I'm restoring them, and I'm building my project, but I want to actually distribute it so I can have some testers or actually push it up to the App Store and do something. And so that's what I'm going to add here in these next couple tasks. All right, so a big part about deploying it to any type of store or the testing is to get the versioning right. So you don't always want to be deploying version 1.1.0 build 23. You want that build number to be increasing as you go along. So a way we can do that with Android is I'll hit plus here, so I'm adding a new job, and I can do Android manifest version numbers. So this is another task in here. So I'm going to pick this out, and I am going to select my Android manifest here, and it's going to be underneath properties. There's my manifest file. And I'm just going to say, you know what? Make that version code whatever my build number happens to be. And right now I'm in build like 200 something. So my next build is going to be 200. 1.0.200 something. Cool. That's going to be great. And what's even neater is that this bump Android versions, it's a community created task. And it was done by James Montemagno. And what it's using is a bunch of, I believe, PowerShell scripts to go through and look at the Android manifest and just doing essentially like a file or a find and replace to find where it references the build numbers and just replacing with what I have here. All right. And then, of course, a big part of deploying an Android project is signing it with a keystore file. So let's do that. Again, I can go up and right here I see Android signing. This happens to be the task I want. So I'm going to say sign my file. And it's going to ask me to pick a keystore file. Now, I happen to have one uploaded, which I'll show you just a bit how I did it. So I'm going to pick out Partly Newsy here, keystore. And then I have to enter a password and alias. I have smartly called them all Partly Newsy so I can remember it. And ideally, what I would want to do here is store all these in variables in my this tab here. However, I'm just going to type them in for ease of use as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just quickly save it and then show you that to get the keystore file uploaded, there's this library tab over here on the left. When I click on that, there's a secure files portion. And this lets me upload files to this. This way, only files that I've uploaded and I can set the security on them, and they're only available in certain build pipelines, available to certain people. So I got to have actually a production keystore file that nobody else could get to except for the correct people who I want. All right, back to editing this pipeline. I'm building it, I'm bumping the versions, signing it. The next thing, of course, would be deploying it. So my step then is to hit new task, and we'll find something with App Center. So App Center distribute is what I'm going to want to do here. So I'm going to hit plus, and then it's going to ask me, all right, what's your App Center service connection? Well, I'm going to hit new. And what this is going to do is that it's going to allow me to now create a connection between App Center and Azure DevOps. And so the way I do that is I'm going to go over to App Center and then go to Account Settings. And so I'm going to be able to create a new API token, which will essentially be my private secret to talk back and forth. So I'm just going to do, how about episode 10? Give it full access, add it, and you see I get this super secret key that I obviously am going to have to delete after I record this. Anyway, so I get it, I paste it in. Service connection name, we'll just say it's going to be App Center. Save it, and now it's good. I now have a connection to App Center. And so the way the App Center works is that it always connects, it does like a bunch of REST services over to calls REST services in App Center. App Center really is just based on a bunch of REST services. So it's asking for an app slug next. And so that app slug is really telling me, or telling DevOps, which app to work on. And that's done through two portions. It's done through my name, my username, and it's also done through the app name. So it's going to be MASOUCOU and then Partly Newsy -1. So all I need to do is copy those in. Like so. And so this will give DevOps everything it needs to make the REST call over to App Center. Then next is getting the binary file path. Well, I'm going to tell it to work on the only APK that we're creating here. And then it's select the release notes. Well, I can either manually put them in or I can select a release notes file. Well, I don't happen to have a release notes file, but I'll just hit the enter the README instead. So I'll hit OK there. And then the last thing it's going to ask me is where do I want to deploy this to? Well, what I can do with App Center is that they have this distribute. And what I can do is go into the groups and add a new group here. And I'll call it external. And so what these groups are, is they're groups of people who can then test my apps. And a cool thing is for Android, I can make it public. So anybody can actually go through and test this. So I'll create it. And what I get for public is I get this link. So anybody can go through with this link, download my app and test it. And I'll put this link in the show notes so people can actually download my app and run it. All right. But the key to this is that you hit the little wrench and then you get this ID. This ID is what allows DevOps to communicate to App Center by putting it in the destination IDs. All right, that's all I need. This is it. My DevOps pipeline is set up. Use NuGet, restore the NuGets, bump the version numbers, build it, sign it, deploy it. Let's run it. All right, we have green check marks all the way down. So what I want to do here then is jump over to App Center. I'll check out my group underneath the releases. And I can see here's my release. It popped in 223. Build number 223 ran successfully. Cool. Jump into here. And I can see from my release, notice it just says partly newsy S1E10. That's what happens to be exactly in the GitHub repo for it. Nice, it worked. So now anybody who happens to be looking around for this will be able to download that app, and we're running great. All right, we did it. We have our app now from zero, a Xamarin Forms app running shell, calling out to some Azure functions, which in turn hit a Bing News search service, which is part of Microsoft Cognitive Services, calling out to Azure AD B2C, wrapped up in an App Center, doing the same thing with Cosmos DB. And now that we've added some really good looking tweaks to it, and then we threw it into a DevOps pipeline so it builds and then our testers can test it. We have an app, zero all the way to our testers testing it. It's been a fun ride. It's been 10 episodes worth. I had a ton of fun. And so I really hope you join me in season 2, where we build something brand new. And I would love to hear what you want. You can contact me at CodeMillMan on Twitter or through the show notes here, or email me at matt.sokup@microsoft. Love to hear from you. So until then, this has been Partly Cloudy. My name is Matt Sokup, and thank you.